بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعد تقديم الشيخ علي الوصيفي حفظه الله ورعاه في سلسلة محاضرات رد الدارمي، كتاب رد الدارمي على بشر المريسي، وهذا في يوم الأحد 22 من ربيع الأول 1442 هجري الموافق 8 من نوفمبر 2020 ميلادي. Muhyiddin Publications pleased to announce at our new time the link with Sheikh Ali al-Wasifi Hafidhahu Allah wa Ra'ah, and it is on the series of lectures on the book The Refutation of Darimi upon Bishr al-Marisi. And today is the day of Sunday, the 22nd of Rabi' al-Awwal 1442 Hijri, corresponding to the 8th of November 2020 Miladi. Falyatafaddal mashkuran ma'jura.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما بعد، فقد وصلنا إلى الباب الرابع عشر، باب في الأينية والمكان، للإمام عثمان بن سعيد الدارمي في رده على بشر المريسي الجهمي العنيد فيما افترى على الله عز وجل من التوحيد. في هذا الباب، باب الأينية والمكان، يتكلم المصنف رحمه الله تعالى عن جواز السؤال عن الله تبارك وتعالى بأين، أين الله. العمدة في ذلك ما ورد في مسلم وغيره أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل الجارية فقال لها: يا جارية أين الله؟ فقالت: في السماء. فقال لها: من أنا؟ فقالت: أنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاوية، قال له: أعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. فأثبت لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان من جوابها على هذا السؤال، أن الله عز وجل ليس مخالطا لهذه المخلوقات، بل هو فوق المخلوقات جميعا سبحانه وتعالى، وهو فوق كل شيء. قال تعالى: وهو القاهر فوق عباده. والله تبارك وتعالى لما خلق الخلق خلقهم تحته كما قال الإمام أحمد، ولم يخلقهم في نفسه، ولم يخلقهم مكافئين له، ولم يخلقهم تحته ثم حل فيهم، بل هو سبحانه وتعالى دائما أبدا فوق السماوات العلى وفوق العرش العظيم، وهو الذي حقا على السماء على العرش استوى سبحانه وتعالى. الله عز وجل بائن من خلقه، ومعنى بائن من خلقه يعني منفصل عن خلقه، ومعنى منفصل عن خلقه أي أنه لا يحل في خلقه. ومن أعظم الأدلة على ذلك أن الله تعالى له حجاب من نور، والحجاب هو الذي يفصل بينه وبين خلقه سبحانه وتعالى، وحجاب النور قائم به سبحانه وتعالى، وله حجب أخرى سبحانه وتعالى يحتجب بها عن خلقه. فهذا دليل على أنه ليس مخالطا لهم، بل هو فوق العرش وفوق السماوات العلى سبحانه وتعالى. وقد تضافرت وتوافرت واستفاضت النصوص القرآنية والنصوص النبوية في الدلالة على أن الله تعالى فوق العرش، وهو الذي بينه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في سائر خطبه وأحاديثه وأفعاله وتقريراته وهو الذي أثبته الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم أن الله عز وجل فوق السماوات العلى، وهو الذي اجتمعت عليه كلمة الجماعة، وهو الذي اتفق عليه الأئمة من قبل أن الله سبحانه وتعالى فوق السماوات العلى، وأن الخلق جميعا تحته، رقاب الذل كلها خاضعة له، أي رقاب العالمين كلها خاضعة لله سبحانه وتعالى. وهذا لا يستقيم إلا إذا كان الله عز وجل فوقهم، فإن العبد إذا وقف يصلي بين يدي الله سبحانه وتعالى فإنه يخفض رأسه ولا يرفعها إلى السماوات. وقد بيّن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث فقال: لينتهين أقوام عن رفع أبصاره إلى السماء أو لا ترد إليهم أبصارهم. وفي هذا الحديث شاهد على أن الله تبارك وتعالى هو المسؤول، وهو المدعو، وهو المجير، وهو الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء، والكل يرجوه ويسأله ويستعينه ويتقرب إليه بالطاعة. وهذا الرجاء وتلك العبادة لا تكون في الصلاة مقبولة حتى يخفض العبد رأسه ولا يشخص بصره في وجه الله تبارك وتعالى وهو عال فوق السماوات العلى، وإنما يتوجه إلى الكعبة والله عز وجل يتوجه إليه بوجهه سبحانه وتعالى. فاللائق عند السائل من المسؤول إذا سأله ألا يشخص بصره إليه، يعني لا يرفع بصره إليه، وإنما يخفض بصره ويسأل سؤله أو سؤاله. هذا هو المناسب وهذا هو المقبول. أما رفع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بصره في قول الله تبارك وتعالى: قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فلنولينك قبلة ترضاها، فهذا كان في غير الصلاة. أما في الصلاة فإذا وقف العبد بين يدي الله تعالى فلا يجب عليه أن يرفع بصره إلى السماء، بل يخفض بصره ويسأل ربه متواضعا منكسرا واقفا على بساط الذل لله العلي القهار رب العالمين سبحانه وتعالى. فالأئمة أثبتوا أن الله عز وجل بائن من خلقه سبحانه وتعالى. هذا المعارض عارض علم الله عز وجل وعارض كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى، وأراد أن يبرهن على أن علم الله في كل مكان دليل على أن الله في كل مكان، استنادا إلى أن السلف قالوا: وعلمه في كل مكان. وكذلك قال لما وصل كلامه إلينا دل ذلك على أن كلامه مخلوق وهو في كل مكان. فبين له الإمام الدارمي رحمه الله تعالى أن علم الله في نفسه، ليس علم الله منفصلا عنه. وقولهم علم الله في كل مكان ليس معناه أن صفة العلم تحل في الأماكن، وإنما معناه أن الله وهو فوق العرش أحاط بكل شيء علما، هذا هو معناه. أما بالنسبة لصفة الكلام فالكلام من الله بدأ، يعني ظهر أو ابتدأ من الله سبحانه وتعالى من الابتداء، فهو من البدو أو من الابتدائي. من البدو أي من الظهور، أو من الابتدائي يعني أول ما خرج، خرج من الله سبحانه وتعالى، يعني ابتدأ من الله ولم يبتدئ من مخلوق، لم يبتدئ من محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا من جبريل عليه السلام ولا من السماء ولا من الأرض ولا من الهواء، إنما ابتدأ من الله سبحانه وتعالى. والكلام صفة تختلف عن بقية الصفات، فصفة اليد وصفة الوجه وصفة القدم وصفة العين وصفة البصر، هذه الصفات لو قلت افتراضا أنها خرجت من الذات، من أي ذات، فهذا معناه أنها انفصلت عن الذات. أما صفة الكلام فإنها إذا خرجت من الله عز وجل فإنها ليست جسما كالأجسام المخلوقة، وهذا الكلام لا يرى، كلام الله عز وجل لا يرى، إنما كلام الله ينشر ويذاع كما ينشر أي كلام سمعته، وخروج الكلام من الله لا ينقص من الله شيئا، خروج الكلام من الله لا ينقص منه شيئا، فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا خرج منه الكلام فإنه يتكلم مرة أخرى، ثم يتكلم بكلامه الكوني الذي فيه كن فيكون، ويتكلم بكلامه الشرعي الذي يهدي به العباد سبحانه وتعالى. والكلام الشرعي هو الذي أنزله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بواسطة جبريل، والكلام الكوني هو الكلام الذي يقوله الله عز وجل فلا يرد ولا يمانع ويقع في الحال حيث أراد الله عز وجل، إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. فقولنا منه بدأ وخرج وإليه يعود، هذا معناه، ليس معناه أنه شيء ينفصل كانفصال الصفات عن الذوات. فالكلام ينشر يخرج من الله لا ينقص منه شيء، والكلام ينشر وينقل ويزاع بلسان المتكلم به وبصوت المتكلم به، وليس بصوت الله سبحانه وتعالى، وليس بصوت الله سبحانه وتعالى. فأنت إذا تكلمت بصوتك، والنبي إذا تكلم بكلام الله تكلم بصوته، وجبريل إذا تكلم بكلام الله تكلم بصوته، فليس جبريل ولا محمد ولا سائر الخلق من المسلمين إذا تكلموا بكلام الله يتكلمون بصفة الله أو بصوت الله سبحانه وتعالى، يعني لا يتكلمون بصفة الصوت لله عز وجل، إنما يتكلمون بكلام الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي قاله. وكلام الله عز وجل صفة من صفاته لأنه بدأ من الله عز وجل. إذن فقوله إن كلام الله في كل مكان دليل على أن الله في كل مكان كلام باطل، وقوله إن علم الله في كل مكان دليل على أن الله في كل مكان كلام باطل، لأن صفة الكلام لا تفارق الله عز وجل، أما كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى فهو الذي خرج منه، وهو أيضا صفة من صفاته لأنه تكلم به، وليس مخلوقا من المخلوقات. ونحن في هذه الصفة ننشر كلام الله عز وجل ونذيعه. وصفة الكلام تختلف عن صفة اليد، عن صفة الوجه، عن صفة السمع، عن صفة البصر، عن صفة اليد، عن صفة الرجل والساق، فهذه الصفة تختلف عن بقية الصفات إذا ظهرت وبدت وخرجت من الله سبحانه وتعالى. تفضل
الشيخ عبد الله علي الوصيفي. استغرب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، we have reached chapter number 14 in the book, and that chapter number 14 deals with البينية والمكان to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, deals with where is Allah in plain English. الإمام عثمان بن سعيد الدارمي رحمه الله in his refutation upon Bishr al-Marisi, al-Jahmi, the stubborn, in what he lied upon Allah in matters of Tawheed. The writer said, Imam al-Darimi, about the permissibility of asking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, where is Allah? Ayn Allah? He said, rahimahullah, the answer is what has been narrated in Sahih Muslim and other than that of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Jariya, the slave woman, where is Allah? And she said, he is in the heavens. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, who am I? Who am I? And the Jariya, the slave woman, said, you are the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Muawiyah, her master, radiallahu anhu, free her or let her free because she's a believer. In this hadith, as the Sheikh said, Hafdahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first confirmed that this slave woman was upon Iman, upon Islam, from her own answers on his questions. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also we learn from this hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not mingled, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, or mixed with his creation, but rather he's above the creation, but rather he's above everything. And he is, as the ayat state in the Quran, al-qahiru, above his slaves, above his servants. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a creation, he created them underneath him, as he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam Ahmad said, rahimahullah, and he did not create the creation in himself, or created the creation, then he became part of them, or created the creation, or got mixed up with them, or any of the other claims that people of deviance claim. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the heavens. He is the Most High, Al-Ali. He's above the throne, the mighty throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's truly, as he said about himself, عَلَى الْعَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. He rose above the throne. He's high above his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is completely separate from his creation, meaning he's not connected to his creation in any shape or form when it comes to place, meaning that he does not come amongst his creation. From the greatest proofs, actually, for this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a veil made of light that separates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or comes between Allah and his creation. And that veil of light is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with other veils or other screens that separates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his creations. That indicates that Allah is not with his creation, but rather he's above the throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala, above the highest of the heavens, as-samawat al-ula. All the texts from the Quran, as well as from the prophetic sunnah, have actually stated so, that Allah is high above his throne. And this, what our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, have actually said many times in all of his speeches, in all of his narrations, and confirmed that with his actions, with his confirmations, even amongst the companions and so on. Not just that, but the companions themselves, after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, confirmed the same thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the highest of the heavens. And after that, the mass of the Muslims, along with the rest of the scholars of the Sunnah from the time of Muhammad to our present day and time, agreed upon that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the highest of the heavens. and all of the creation all together is underneath Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the necks of mankind as well as jinn all together are humbled by him subhanahu wa ta'ala by being under him. This cannot actually be established except if Allah is above them. As the Sheikh said, if the servant is stood, for example, to pray between the hands of Allah in his prayer in the salah, he always must lower his head and cannot raise it to the heavens. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, what it means. Tamashi, assalamu alaikum. That people must end raising their sights to the heavens. Otherwise, wal-iyadu billah, their sights will be turned on them, or meaning that they will lose their sight. Wal-iyadu billah. And that's a rough translation of the hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is responsible for this universe or this creation or all of the creation. He is the one that you can ask, he's the only one that you can ask to be your neighbor in your calamities, amongst other things. And he's definitely the owner of the dominion. He is the one that owns everything. And he's the one worthy of being asked for anything. He's the only one worthy of being asked for assistance and help and aid and support and so on. And he's the only one that all of the creation must try to get closer or nearer to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these actions cannot be accepted unless the servant lowers his gaze, meaning lowers his head when he's asking upon his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the servant of Allah cannot look up to the heavens when he's asking upon Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather face the Kaaba, the holy place in Mecca, present-day Mecca. What's appropriate, as the Sheikh said, as a rule, for any questioner, anybody asking a question from somebody who's worthy of being asked that question, when he's asking that question, that he should not be looking up to him, or she should not be looking up to him. But rather, when you're asking a question, you must lower your gaze and then ask your question. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his sight or raised his gaze to the heavens, in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he said about his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, O Muhammad, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبُ وَجْهَكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, we see your face turning in the heavens. So we will make you face a qibla, or a direction for the prayers that you will be pleased with. That was the reason our Prophet ﷺ raised his sights up to the heavens, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated so in the Quran. And that was in other than the salah, keep that in mind, and other than the time of prayers. As when you are in the time of salah, when the servant is standing between the hands of his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, he and she cannot raise their sights to the heavens, but rather they must lower their gaze. They must lower their eyes down to the earth, and they must keep that in a state of brokenness, with humiliation to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. The scholars of the Sunnah agreed and proved rather that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly separate from his creation. And this objector, this person that Imam al-Darimi is refuting in his book, he went against the knowledge of Allah and went against the speech of Allah and wanted to prove that the knowledge of Allah is everywhere based on the fact that Allah himself is everywhere. Based on the fact, again, that the Salaf, the past predecessors, said that the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. Now, pay attention to this. This is all wrong, of course, except for the fact that the pious predecessor said that the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. He said, and when the speech This is Imam al-Darimi refuting him, rahimahullah. He said, and when your speech, meaning referring to al-Mu'arid here, or the Bishr al-Marisi and those who follow him, when your speech have reached us, it only indicated that you saying that Allah is created, or the speech of Allah is created and is everywhere. That the speech of Allah is created and is everywhere. Then Imam al-Darimi clarified, first, the knowledge of Allah is within himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knowledge of Allah, pay attention to this point, the knowledge of Allah is in himself and is not separate from Allah. And the statement that the knowledge of Allah is everywhere indicates that the attributes of Allah, the attributes of Allah of knowledge will happen everywhere. But Allah is still, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is above the throne. And yet, He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, encompassed everything with His knowledge. As for the attribute of the speech of Allah, sifat al-kalam, the speech comes out of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it started with Allah. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, started speech or started talking. So it is from the beginning. It is from coming out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the speech of Allah comes out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means it started with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did not start from a creation of Allah. For example, the speech of Muhammad came from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a creation from a creation. The speech of Jibreel alayhi salam, it started as a creation and came from a creation. The speech of the heavens, the speech of the earth, the speech of the air, and so on. But when it comes from the speech of Allah, it's not created, but rather it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the speech of Allah is an attribute also that is different from the rest of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the speech of Allah is different from the speech of the hand of Allah. Or it's different from the attribute of the hand of Allah. I stand corrected. The speech of Allah is different from the attribute of the face of Allah. The attribute of the speech of Allah is also different from the foot of Allah or the eye of Allah, and so on. So if we are to assume, and you got to pay attention to that point, again, if we are to assume that the attributes of Allah, just out of assumption, came out of the essence of Allah, came out of himself, that means the attributes of Allah is separated or broken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means the attribute had been broken away from the body. And that, of course, is absolutely wrong. As for the attribute of speech, when the speech itself comes out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not mean that is separated from Allah. It does not mean that this speech is a body like the bodies of the creation. That is, speech cannot be seen either. But rather, that is, speech can be conveyed and can be broadcasted, for example. The fact that the speech comes out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take anything away from Allah. Pay attention to that point. The fact that the speech of Allah comes out of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not take or reduce anything from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal'iyadu billah. Because once that speech comes out of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that Allah has spoken, and yet Allah can speak again and again and again. For example, there's two different kinds of speech here. There's a speech what we call kalam kauni of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, universal speech of Allah where He orders something to be and it will be. But it's also kalam shar'i or legislated speech, that by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the servants. That is the kind of speech that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed upon Muhammad, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the archangel Gabriel alayhi salam. Again, the legislated speech, or rather the universal speech, al-kalam al-kawni, that Allah would say to any creation of His, be and it will be, And that kind of speech cannot be refuted or cannot be stopped and cannot be prevented. And it will happen immediately. When Allah wants it to happen, it will happen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about himself, verily, when Allah wants for anything to be, he will say it to it, be and it will be. And that's a rough translation of the ayah. So the speech of Allah comes out of him, and to him only subhanahu wa ta'ala will return. That does not mean, pay attention to this point, that does not mean that the speech of Allah broken, or the attribute of Allah is separate. The attribute of his speech is separate from Allah, like the attributes of anything else is separate from that body. The speech again comes out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any reduction, and is spread amongst his creation and conveyed from one creature to another, and can be broadcasted with the voice of whoever saying it. And it's not at the time when it's broadcasted is the voice of Allah himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it's the voice of whoever is trying to convey that speech. For example, the Sheikh said that you, as a person, when you speak, you're speaking with your voice. So was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So was the Archangel Gabriel alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's not Jibreel, neither Muhammad, neither the rest of the creation, when they speak of the speech of Allah, they are speaking with the attribute of the voice of Allah. Pay attention to this. Again, when Jibreel or any of the creation of Allah, or even prophets and messengers, when they speak of the speech of Allah, they are not speaking with the attribute of the voice of Allah, or they're not speaking with the attribute of the speech of Allah. Also, the speech of Allah is one of the attributes that we know it starts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the speech of Allah is everywhere, indicates that he subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, as a claim by the people of deviance is false. That applies also to the knowledge of Allah. The knowledge of Allah as an attribute of Allah, when they say it's everywhere, indicating that Allah is everywhere, is false. But the attribute of the speech of Allah does not break away, does not separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the attribute of the knowledge of Allah does not break away from Allah. Matter of fact, all of the attributes of Allah never break away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're definitely not created like the creation are, and their characteristics or attributes. At this present day and moment, as the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, when we are talking about this attribute, the attribute of speech, we are spreading the speech of Allah. We are broadcasting the speech of Allah. But yet, we learn also that the speech of Allah, when it's spreaded and broadcasted, is different from other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the attributes of the hand, the attribute of the chin, or the shin. I stand corrected, the shin, the area between the knee and the foot, and the attribute of the face of Allah, and etc. Other attributes of Allah that belong to him subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that's appropriate to him. And when the speech of Allah comes out, or when Allah speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that doesn't mean his attribute is divided, or rather is broken or separated from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. Wallahu ta'ala alam.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amma ba'd. Al-imam al-Darimi rahimahullahu ta'ala لخص ما تقدم من قولنا ونبينه حتى يتضح المراد عندما قال إن علم الله عز وجل غير الله وأن العلم منه بمعزل يعني العلم في كل مكان هذا هو مراده فقال له وادعيت على قوم أعلم بالله وبكتابه وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم منك ومن أصحابك، أنهم يقولون علم الله غيره، يعني علم الله غير الله سبحانه وتعالى، وأنهم يقولون والعلم منه بمعزل. فالعالم في السماء والعلم في الأرض منه بمعزل، لما قال الأئمة الله فوق العرش وعلمه في كل مكان، فأخذها وقال العلم منه في معزل يعني منفصل عنه. فبين له وقال له هذا ليس مقصد هؤلاء الأئمة، فأنت تقول كلام الجهال، كلام لا يتفوه به إلا جاهل مثلك أو مثلك، ولكنهم يقولون بمعنى آخر، يقولون العالم بكماله وبجميع علمه فوق عرشه، وعلمه غير بائن منه أو غير بائن منه، يعلم بعلمه الذي في نفسه ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. إن سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام قال تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسي، فبين عيسى في القرآن من آخر سورة المائدة أن علم الله عز وجل في نفس الله تعالى وفي ذات الله تعالى ليس منفصلا عنه. وعلى الرغم أن علمه في نفسه وفي ذاته إلا أنه مشاهد للكائنات جميعا في كل مكان بعلمه، يعني إذن هو علمه في نفسه وهو مطلع على جميع مخلوقاته بعلمه. كذلك لما تكلم في القرآن بشر المريسي قال إن القرآن فعل الله عز وجل، ويريد من ذلك أن فعل الله مخلوق، هذا هو قوله. والمريسي كان يقول بالنسبة للقرآن قال كان يقول كلام الله مخلوق، هذا هو تلميذ بشر المريسي، يقول كلام الله فعل من أفعاله وأفعاله مخلوق، هذا كلامه. وبشر المريسي كان يقول كلام الله مجعول من مجعولاته، والمجعول عنده يعني المخلوق، المجعول عنده يعني المخلوق. فاتفق الاثنان في قولهم إن كلام الله تعالى القرآن مخلوق، والحقيقة بخلاف ذلك، فكلام الله عز وجل صفة من صفاته، تكلم به بصفة متصلة به وهي صفة الكلام، وكل ما خرج من الله عز وجل مما هو قائم بفعله سبحانه وتعالى ليس بمخلوق، بل هو كلام الله سبحانه وتعالى. أما المخلوق فهو أثر هذا الكلام، بمعنى أن الله عز وجل قال في كتابه إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون، فكن كلام الله عز وجل القائم بذاته، ويكون هو المفعول المخلوق المكون الذي جاء أثرا من كلام الله عز وجل. فبين له أن كلام الله عز وجل ليس شيئا كالصفات التي تقدم ذكرها، صفة الوجه واليد والعين والسمع والبصر والوجه وإلى آخره، أن هذه الصفات لو انفصلت نقول بائن أو بانت عن الله يعني انفصلت عن الله. لكن صفة الكلام إذا خرج من الله فإننا لا نقول كما يقولون في هذه الصفات، وإنما نقول هو كلام الله قائم به سبحانه وتعالى، نحن نسمعه وننشره وننقله بأصواتنا. أما أفعال الله، ويقول كلام الله فعل الله، فعل الله عز وجل القائم بذاته سبحانه وتعالى ليس مخلوقا. أما المفعول إذا أطلق عليه اسم الفعل أو أطلق عليه الفعل فهو شيء مخلوق، يعني السماوات فعل الله وحقيقتها مفعول من مفعولات الله، الأرض فعل الله وحقيقتها مفعول من مفعولات الله. ففعل الله عز وجل هو الذي قام به بنفسه، والمفعول هو الذي نتج أثرا من آثار فعله. هذا هو رد الإمام الدارمي أو تفسير أو تفسير أو تفصيل لكلامه. وقال له أيضا زعمت من وجه آخر أن القرآن، أن من قال إن القرآن غير مخلوق فقد كفر. بيقول لي بشر المريسي وجه التعارض بقى عند الجهمي التابع لبشر المريسي، قال له أنت قلت في موضع إن القرآن، اللي يقول عن القرآن إن هو غير مخلوق فقد جاء بالكفر عيانا، يعني كفر صريح، ولكنك زعمت في صدر كتابك فقلت من قال إن القرآن مخلوق فقد ابتدع، فكيف نجمع بين القولين؟ كيف تقول أنت القرآن مخلوق وتدعي أن من قال ذلك هو بدعة، ثم في نفس الوقت تقول من قال إن القرآن غير مخلوق فهو كافر؟ فما هو الكافر عندك إذا كان الذي قال القرآن غير مخلوق مؤمن وموفق ومصيب؟ فكيف ينسب إلى البدعة؟ وكيف إذا قلت إن من قال القرآن مخلوق منسوب إلى البدعة؟ أنت متناقض فيما تقول. هذا هو بيان الوجه الأول من الكلام الذي قاله تلميذ بشر المريسي في مسألة العلم وفي مسألة الكلام، في مسألة العلم وفي مسألة الكلام.
اللهم بارك. سمحنا الشيخ شوية تعبان النهاردة، الله المستعان. طيب الشيخ عبد الله، جزاك الله خير الشيخ عبد الله. continue by saying الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. thereafter الإمام الدارمي رحمه الله abbreviated or summarized rather summarize what we have just learned and clarified it so the matter or the objective is clear when he said about Bishr al-Marisi claiming that the knowledge of Allah is other than Allah and the knowledge from him is separate from Allah, meaning the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. That's what he's saying. Bishr or Imam al-Darimi is talking to Bishr al-Marisi here and his student, right? Pay attention to that point. You're claiming that the knowledge of Allah is everywhere. That's what you wanted to say. And you're claiming or you're making a false claim against people that know Allah better than you do and know the book of Allah better than you do and know the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam better than you do and know all of the above better than all of your companions. And yet you're saying that the knowledge of Allah is different from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the knowledge of Allah is separate from Allah. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most knowledgeable, high above the heavens, and his knowledge is down upon this earth, separate from him. That's what you are using as a proof for this. In answering this, we say that the scholars of the Sunnah, when they said that Allah is above the throne and yet his knowledge is everywhere, that did not mean, again, those scholars did not mean and did not intend a statement of an ignorant man like you, or when not supporting a statement of an ignorant man like you, referring to Bishan Marisi and his student, the writer of the book. But they said it in a totally different way. Allah, the most knowledgeable, with his perfection and with all of his knowledge, is above his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his knowledge is not separate from him. Pay attention to this. This is how the people of Sunnah talk of the knowledge of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most knowledgeable, al-alim, with his perfection and with his all of his knowledge, is above his throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his ilm, his knowledge, is not separate from him. But yet he knows with his knowledge that is in himself, in his that, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows what's in the heavens and what's in the earth and everywhere else. Proof for this is actually mentioned by the Prophet Isa, Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam, when he talked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah mentioned to us in the Quran, and said, O Allah, you know what's in my nafs, referring to himself as Isa or Jesus, and I do not know what's in your nafs, and I do not know what's in yourself, O Allah, referring to Allah. And that's mentioned at the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, which we always advise. Make sure you write down the ayat or what it means and find them and read the tafsir on those ayat for more clarity. So here, Imam al-Darimi rahimahullah, in refuting Bishr al-Marisi and his students, told us that the knowledge of Allah is in the nafs, and the that of Allah is in Allah himself, and is in himself and not separate from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness and sees all of the creation everywhere with his knowledge and fully aware of everything they do or say and etc. This is why when Bishr talked about the Quran, when Bishr the deviant talked about the Quran, he said that the Quran is an action of Allah. He said, falsely, of course, wrongly, that the Quran is an action of Allah. And he wanted by saying that the Quran is an action that's created from Allah. That was the statement of also the student of Michel Marisi, the writer of the book that we're refuting here. So he used to say the speech of Allah is created based on his scholar, Bishr al-Marisi, saying that the Quran is an action of Allah, wal-iyadu billah. That is all wrong, of course. The speech of Allah is an action from the actions of Allah. This is what they claim. And his actions are created. Al-Marisi himself used to say that the speech of Allah, pay attention to this word in Arabic, maj'ul, or is a happening from the happenings of Allah. Meaning, in other words, the speech of Allah is created. Wal-iyadu billah. In other words, Al-Marisi and his student agreed in their statements that the speech of Allah, referring to the Quran, is created, and the reality, of course, is absolutely opposite to that. The reality is absolutely different from that. The speech of Allah is an attribute from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is directly connected to Allah and cannot be separate from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that Allah speaks of is only established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, established by the actions of Allah, that is still not separate from Allah and is not created, but rather it is the speech of Allah. as for the creation, as for what Allah created, is different when it comes to the speech. The creation of Allah can take the speech of Allah, for example, can read from the Quran and spread the Quran around the people, tell that Quran to the people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, if he wanted something to happen, it will happen, for example, regarding the speech of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the ayah that we stated earlier, verily his command is, if he wanted something to happen, if he wanted something to happen, he will say to it, be, and it will be. Now, to break this even further, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah, kun fayakun, kun is the order of Allah, the speech of Allah, which is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word kun or be is referring to the speech of Allah that is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not separate from him in any shape or form. Fayakun, yakun here, and it will be, as we translate that roughly in English, is the result of the speech of Allah. Is the result of the speech of Allah. So that shows us that the speech of Allah, just like the rest of the attributes of Allah that we have mentioned, and yes, it's different from the rest of the attributes of Allah, like the attributes of the face, the hands, the eyes, the hearing, the seeing, and so on, but yet it is still not separate from Allah, just like the rest of the attributes of Allah. And if we, for the sake of argument, say it was separated from Allah, and say what the people of Divian say, that is separate from Allah, wal-iyadu billah, we ask him, or we tell him back, if this, the attributes of his speech is separated, we cannot say what you say. Because the speech of Allah, we cannot say what they say. I hope everybody understand that. We cannot say, as meaning the people of Sunnah, we cannot say what the people of Bid'ah say. Because the speech of Allah is established by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear the speech of Allah, and we spread the speech of Allah, and we convey the speech of Allah with our voices. We all agree on that. But the speech of Allah originally came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an attribute that belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the action of Allah that is established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is not created. As for the fact that we can hear it and we can spread it and we can convey it, which referred to in Arabic grammar as maf'ul, once a fi'l, once an action of Allah is done, then the result of that in the form of maf'ul, which is us, like the heavens, when they hear the speech of Allah, is a result of the action of Allah, commanding the heavens to be and it will be, or the heavens to do particular things as a creation of Allah and it will be. Same thing with the earth. So it's referred to in Arabic language as maf'ul, meaning a result of that action, of that command, and other than that. Again, to clarify this even further, just for the sake of making sure it's clear for everybody, the fi'l of Allah, the action of Allah, referring to any attribute of Allah, is established by Allah himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, can never be separated from Allah. But al-maf'ul, which roughly translated as a result of that action, it's only a result of the action of Allah, or result of the attribute of Allah. As Allah said before, be and it will be. Also, Imam al-Darimi said to Bishr al-Marisi and his student, you claimed from another way that the Quran, in regards to the Quran, whoever says that the Quran is not created, then he or she have disbelieved, al-'iyadu billah, he has fallen into kufr. And that's contradictory to what you actually are upon. That's a contradiction that have fallen upon this Jahmi student that follows Bishr al-Marisi. Because Bishr al-Marisi said, for example, that the Quran is not created initially. Whoever says that the Quran is not created, then he has fallen into disbelief particularly. Yani he has fallen into disbelief without any doubt. Wal-'iyadu billah. But you say in your book, meaning the student of Bishr al-Marisi, whoever said that the Quran is created, he has fallen into bid'ah innovation. So how do we gather between the two statements of the student and his teacher, even though they both contradict one another? So the question here, who are you trying to say is a disbeliever, or who is considered a disbeliever by you? Is it the one that said that the Quran is not created, or is it the one that's saying otherwise? Because whoever said the Quran is not created is a believer, according to the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah. Is a man or a woman have been given success by Allah to understand that fact, that the Quran is not a creation, but rather it's the speech of Allah? So how can you ever claim that somebody saying such a statement, that the Quran is not created, becomes or have fallen into innovation? Wal-iyadu billah. And how about the person that says that the Quran is created, is an innovator? How about whoever says that the Quran is created, whoever says that the Quran is created as a creation, is an innovator? So we have a contradiction going on here. And that was a refutation of Imam al-Darimi upon the student of Bishr al-Marisi regarding the matter of speech and knowledge, both regarding the matter of al-ilm wal-kalam. Allah ta'ala a'lam. Naam.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'du, faqad takallamna 'an al-'ilm wa 'an al-kalam, sifat al-'ilm wa sifat al-kalam. فصفة العلم قائمة بالله عز وجل، وصفة الكلام قائمة بالله عز وجل. فإذا قلنا إن علم الله عز وجل قائم بذاته سبحانه وتعالى وهو في نفسه غير مخلوق، فلازم من ذلك أن نثبت أن القرآن كلام الله عز وجل قائم بذاته غير مخلوق. لماذا؟ لأن كلام الله من علم الله، وكلام الله عز وجل تكلم به بصوته إلى جبريل عليه السلام من علمه سبحانه وتعالى. فجبريل تكلم بعلم الله بما علمه الله وبما أسمعه الله من كلامه. وكلام الله عز وجل الذي هو القرآن الكريم مكتوب في اللوح المحفوظ لما خلق الله السماوات والأرض، ولكن الله عز وجل تكلم به، يعني القرآن في علم الله، والقرآن مكتوب قبل أن يتكلم به الله سبحانه وتعالى. وتكلم به الله سبحانه وتعالى حسب الحوادث إلى جبريل عليه السلام، وجبريل سمعه من الله عز وجل بصوت الله، ثم نقله بصوته إلى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ثم نقله النبي محمد بصوته إلى الصحابة، ثم انتقل إلينا بأصوات التابعين إلى تابع التابعين، إلى من يسمع القرآن إلى يوم الدين بأصوات من نقلوه. إذن من أثبت أن القرآن من علم الله وأن علم الله غير مخلوق، فلا بد أن يثبت أن القرآن غير مخلوق. الدليل على أن القرآن من علم الله قوله تعالى: لكن الله يشهد بما أنزله إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون. الله عز وجل أنزل إليك القرآن بعلمه، قال الإمام أحمد أي من علمه. وقال تعالى: فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم. فأثبت الله عز وجل أن القرآن من علمه سبحانه وتعالى، وعلم الله غير مخلوق، إذن القرآن غير مخلوق. فمن قال من الجهمية إن علم الله مخلوق، فلا بد أن يقول إن كلام الله مخلوق، لأنه بنى أصله على شيء باطل، والباطل يتولد منه الباطل. وتلك من علامات أهل البدع، كلما فروا من شبهة ومصيبة وقعوا في مصيبة أخرى. أما من أصل كلامه على كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى فهم رسول الله وصحابة رسول الله فإنهم ينتقلون من الحق إلى الحق ولا ينتقلون من الباطل إلى الحق ولا يتغيرون ولا يتبدلون فينتقلون من الحق إلى الباطل. فالله عز وجل أنزل القرآن من كلامه وكلامه سبحانه وتعالى بعلمه تكلم بصوته وتكلم به إلى جبريل عليه السلام بإجماع السلف الصالح رضي الله تعالى عنهم وأرضاهم كما نقل ذلك الأئمة. وصلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيد المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بارك الله فيك يا شيخنا، سامحونا على التقصير اليوم.
الله يبارك فيك.
الله يسلمك. الشيخ حفظه الله. عليكم السلام. الشيخ has to go. الشيخ حفظه الله concluded by saying الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Now we have talked about the knowledge of Allah and the speech of Allah. Now we have talked about العلم of Allah and the knowledge of Allah. And we talked about both attributes as attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are established by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be broken away from Allah in any shape or form. So if we are to say that the knowledge of Allah is established with His dad, established by Allah Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is in His nafs, it is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, not created with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's a must upon us to also agree and confirm that the Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, established by His dad, by Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not created. Because kalamullah, the speech of Allah, is from ilmullah, from the knowledge of Allah. Kalamullah is what He spoke of with His voice to Jibreel alayhi salam from His knowledge, meaning from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Jibreel talked or conveyed rather what he heard from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what Allah permitted him to hear from him, from his speech. And that speech of Allah is the Quran that is written in the preserved tablet. And that writing in the preserved tablet, as we all know, was before the creation of the heavens and the earth. So the Quran, the speech of Allah, is written before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of to Jibreel. And then Allah told Jibreel or spoke of that Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam, depending on when Allah wanted it to be revealed. Then Jibreel, after he heard the speech of Allah with the voice of Allah from Allah Himself, then Jibreel alayhi salam conveyed that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Jibreel conveyed this Quran, as we know in our present day and time, to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke with his own voice and conveyed that Quran to the companions. May Allah be pleased with them all. And then the companions, may Allah be pleased with them all, conveyed this Quran with their voices to the next generation of Tabi'een, and so on till our present day and time, generation after generation, with their own voices. So whoever have proven that the Quran is from the speech of from the knowledge of Allah rather, and it is His speech, meaning the speech of Allah, and is not created, it's a must then to prove and confirm that the Quran is not created. And the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses of what He has revealed to you, O Muhammad, that He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have revealed it with His knowledge, and the angels testify upon that or witness upon that. This is a rough translation of the ayat. And again, please make sure you take notes and go back to this ayat. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, It is Allah. It means that Allah is the one that have revealed to you, O Muhammad, the Quran with his knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever, as the ayat actually continue, whoever protest or try to argue with you, O Muhammad, about this, or argue with you in regards to what have been revealed to you of the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, has been translated roughly, has been proven that the knowledge of Allah is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the archangel Jibreel. Therefore, this Quran is not created. So whoever says from the Jahmiyyah, for example, that the Quran is created, whoever says from the Jahmiyyah that the Quran is created, he will end up saying that the knowledge of Allah is created. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ That of course falls an utter falsehood that is established upon nothing but falsehood. As the Sheikh said, حَفَظَهُ اللَّهُ And these are from the signs of people of innovations, that they come out of one hole, end up in the next hole, a bigger hole, or come out of one calamity or one misery and lead them into a bigger misery. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ As for the one that established his religion upon the understanding of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they, meaning those who established their understanding upon the understanding and established their religion and their belief upon the understanding of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they move from one truth to another truth, and they never change regarding that truth, and they never deviate from that truth. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that revealed this Quran from his own speech. And all of this and his speech is from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with his knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah spoke with his own voice and he spoke that Quran to Jibreel alayhi salam, and that's the consensus of the pious predecessors, just as the scholars of this ummah have revealed generation after another to our present day and time and agreed upon that. And in conclusion, I say, as a translator, anything that I said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that I said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.